إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله وفي شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Indeed, all praise, all glory And all perfection is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him to the best of our abilities. We worship Him in the most sincerest of manners. We beseech and implore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, for His protection, for His blessings upon us. And we seek His guidance via His kalam and via His messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon our noble messenger, alayhi salatu wa salam, and upon his noble and purified family, and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, mothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon you all, on this blessed, noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah. And whilst we remain here in the noble home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may we be purified of all of our sins. May our brotherhood and sisterhood be strengthened. And may we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of manners. Ameen. In the last two Jumu'ahs, we discussed quite a few important matters. The one was relating to the nobility, the sacredness of Masjid al-Aqsa, Bayt al-Maqdis, of Jerusalem, of the people of Palestine, and how it is part of the same beating heart of Islam, just the way that the heart has two arteries. Similarly, Makkah al-Mukarrama and Bayt al-Maqdis are part of the same pumping heart, which connects us back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed our duty towards Palestine, our duty towards the people of Palestine, and also how it is our people and also other people who will betray those people. And we need to be from those people who sanctify that blessed place and uphold the sanctity of that blessed place. And we discussed previously on Jumu'ah, the one just gone, and how our du'as are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason for the rejection of our du'as, even though there are 1.6 to 1.8 billion Muslims across the globe. Why is it that from all of them, the du'as are not being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate Palestine, Muslims of Palestine, and to remove the suffering from all of these people? And we discussed one of the major factors for this was nifaq, was hypocrisy. The hypocrisy that we have in the way that we spend, our financial hypocrisy, our social hypocrisy, our political hypocrisy, our personal, our religious hypocrisy. And these are some of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even allow our du'as to ascend into the heavens, let alone for them to be accepted. Inshallah al-Aziz, today we will talk about the importance of sharing with other people, caring for other people, and not just being egocentric or self-centered, because this is the world that we unfortunately live in now, but rather be more holistic in our approach. The world that we live in and the lives that we all have, we cannot escape from the material gains. Everywhere you look, we are bombarded by advertisement, by the media, by billboards on your phone. You have pop-ups, you have adverts, you have cookies. Everywhere you look, they are trying to look at who you are, what your age is, what your gender is, and they are bombarding you with things. Buy this, have this, this is good for you. They want you to consume more and more. They want you to be addicted to the dunya. This is essentially what consumerism and materialism is, to love things of the dunya, love things of consumption. But this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us that we are not here for the dunya. We are here as passengers, we are here as travelers who are passing by, and we need to be focusing rather on the hereafter, which is everlasting, rather than the mata'ud dunya qaleel, that the benefits and the beauties and the pleasures of the dunya are very little in comparison to the infinity and to the eternity that awaits us all in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But nevertheless, we are all part and parcel of this world system, this world view, how the world operates. You can't escape it, no matter if you're an imam or a sheikh or an individual or a layman, whoever you are, from the cars that we have and the property and the wealth and the clothes, and everything has a label, everything has a value, everything has something to make you feel good about, whether spending more or whether spending less. So how do you view money? How do you view wealth? And how do you view the comforts of life? Is the purpose of your life to just acquire as much money as possible, to acquire as much comfort and ease as possible in your life? What are your goals in your life? Because this will dictate how you view the world and whether you are absorbed in the dunya or whether you are actually preparing for the hereafter and your return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. You who truly believe and who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what have you prepared? What have you sent forth? What are you preparing, investing for your hereafter, rather than are you spending your time and your wealth and your energy and everything for the dunya? So all of the wealth that you accumulate, all of the pleasures and the comforts of life, whilst they are not haram inherently within themselves, you have to make sure that you're doing it for the correct reasons, not so that you can have utopia and jannah here on earth, but rather for you to survive and to live in a comfortable manner and then to move on for a greater cause and purpose, which is return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So majority of the time, unfortunately, when we are acquiring all of this wealth and this comfort and all of these labels, etc., and consuming all of this and gaining all these materialistic items, we lose focus that are we doing it for our pleasure or are actually doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does it solely make you happy or does it actually bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Going after these things sometimes can lead us towards the haram, leads us towards gambling, leads us towards riba, leads us towards interest and so many other elements. So is it better for you to suffice on the basic necessities and live in a more halal and more purified and closer manner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do you want to pursue the highest of goals, but as a result and a consequence of you achieving that or attempting to achieve that, you in fact actually end up disregarding and neglecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becoming heedless of your Lord? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. That, oh mankind, oh humanity, what has made you so deluded and so distracted away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the things that truly distract us here on the dunya are the wealth that we are pursuing. It is the dunya, it is women, it is children, it is property, it is fame, it is power, it is honor, all of these things which are distracting us. from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is really, really important for us to reassess in our lives, that does acquiring wealth make it easier for you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Means that if you have more wealth, if you have more comfort, if you have more ease, and all of these things, are you actually closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you come more to the masjid? Do you support your deen more? Or does this actually make you a bit more uptight and a bit more difficult and a bit more further away and distance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the deen and from the plight of our brothers and sisters throughout the world? So what kind of distraction do you have in your life? What kind of purpose do you have in your life? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. That, O you who have believed, and we have all believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let not your wealth and the pursuing of that wealth, and let not your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the two core aspects of insan's life, the two core aims in the dunya is what? Wealth, success, shuhrat, fame, all comes part and parcel of that. And after that, then your progeny, then your nasal, as they say, for it to continue. You want children, you want them to listen to you, you want them to be successful, etc. And izzat and all of those things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these two major things that you spend your entire life pursuing, wealth and children, izzat and honor and power and success, لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله. Do not allow these two elements, these two things, to divert you, to distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important for us all now, as we are returning to some form of normality, as lockdown is being eased on a daily basis, and we can go back, and we're being told you can go into the dunya and run towards the dunya, go back to shopping, and we can see the hal and the situation of all of these shopping centers and all of these other places, how they are being bombarded by all of this flux of people going there. Are we bringing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we going further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is an assessment that we have to make on an individual basis, that what are our distractions in our lives, and what brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result, if your children and your wealth diverts you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means to do zikr, to do tawbah, to do istighfar, to pray your salah, to maintain your Islamic identity and all of your fara'id, if you're not fulfilling those, then what benefit are your children? What benefit is that wealth? Because that wealth will not benefit you in the grave, that wealth will not benefit you in the hereafter, because it distracted you from Allah Azza wa Jal. What benefit are your children if they do not allow you to pray your fajr or your isha or your other salah? What benefit are your children if instead of giving them halal food, you end up earning haram and giving them haram just so that you can satisfy them and make them happy and give them what they want? What benefit are your children if they will not benefit you in the grave, if they will not benefit you in the hereafter? If these take you away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to really reassess where you are going in your life. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And those who allow the dunya and the wealth and the pursuing of these things and their children to distract them away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those are indeed the losers. I'm not saying that you're a loser. Your teacher, your parent, or nobody else is saying that you're a loser. It is Allah Azza wa Jal, the Lord of all the worlds, the creator of everything. He is saying indeed you will be from the losers. And what does a loser mean? A loser doesn't go into Jannah. A loser doesn't even go into the lowest level of Jannah. A loser will only go into the fires of hell. So it's very important for us to really assess our lives and see what are our distractions in our lives, and how are we focusing and realigning our heart and our minds, and especially now with lockdown easing, make sure that we do not be diverted from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, consumerism and materialism has always been the downfall of the beginning of man, because we always want more. Look at Habil and Qabil. Look at all of from the beginning of creation up until now, people are killing each other, fighting each other, even within our khandans in Pakistan. You know, the story left, right and center. Kacheriyan jao, kotai jao, zameen, jaidat, paisa, everything. This is what we all are arguing, bickering and fighting about and killing each other over. Land, over wealth, over wives, of who can marry this one, who can have that, over children, over honor, over power, over control. This is what we have been fighting over since the beginning of time. And all of these are mere distractions away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from living a more meaningful and simple life. So you can't just measure happiness and you can't just measure success with how much money that you can accumulate, how much children you have, how much shuhrat you have, or the property of the cars, or the position that you have in terms of your work, etc. You always need to ask yourself, my success is when I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My recognition is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes me in the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recognize me in the hereafter. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam will recognize me. He will do shafa'at for me. That is your recognition. That is your success. Because even on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Even your own parents and your children will run away from you. Your best of friends will run away from you. Your children that you brought into the dunya, that you sacrificed so much for, including your parents, all of those people will run away from you. They'll say, you know, in the dunya you distracted us, you didn't tell us, or you didn't encourage us to pray our salah, maintain our identity, or keep close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we've seen the reality and the truth. They're going to run for their lives. They're not going to care that you're their blood, or you're their father, or their mother, or you've sacrificed so much for them. Your own blood, your own children that you sacrificed your entire life for will disown you. Your wealth will disown you on the day of Qiyamah. So this is why it's so important that do not allow these things to distract you and your focus from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, that if Bani Adam, if the son of Adam had a valley full of gold, he would want to have two valleys. You know, valley is no small place, from one huge amount that is. If he had one valley, he would want two valleys, and nothing fills his mouth but the dust of the grave. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept whoever repents to him. So this is what the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, that your desire of wealth, of accumulation, of shuhrat, of power, of izzat, of children, will never be sufficient for you. You'll always want more. Look at the billionaires and the trillionaires. They always want more. There's no limit to insan's appetite. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still forgive those who truly turn to Allah azza wa jal, who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I mentioned at the beginning, it's very important for us to ask ourselves, where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَزْهَبُونَ. Where are you going with your life? How are you connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are you diverted and distracted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you are, then ask yourselves, what are the reasons for that diversion and the distraction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it your wealth? Is it the job that you have? Does it keep you away from your salah, from your ibadah, from your connection to Allah azza wa jal? Is it your children? What are those core factors? And then ask yourselves, is it worth it? You may say it's worth it in the dunya because you'll get X, Y, and Z, but will it be worth it for you in the grave? Will it be worth it for you in the hereafter? And our fellow students and the youngsters who are now pursuing their careers and moving on with their lives, they need to make these really important decisions, that if you go into this field, if you go into this particular arena and you try to pursue this, will that take you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or will that distract you and take you further and away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is why you see, because of the pursuance of wealth and shuhrat and all of these things, you see siblings who have been brought up together, you see family members, you see chache, mame, tai, all of these people fighting over inheritance, wirasat. This is mine, this is my haq, this is my right. This is what they're doing. When somebody passes away, I deserve this, this is my right. And they start accusing each other, start fighting at each other. You know, I've been involved in many, many situations where they say, look, Imam Sahib, this is what this person is doing, this is my right, please calculate. Whereas the Sharia has placed haq, hukuk, for every single individual, apportion them every single thing, that this is how much percentage you get when this person passes away. But due to the greed of insan, we always want more. We want to do qabza, we want to usurp the right of others. We end up accusing, we end up fighting, and many of our families unfortunately end up going to court and breaking up their own ties over what? Over wealth, over shuhrat, over all of these things. So what happens as a result of materialism is you lose your own senses, you lose yourself, you lose your sanity because you just want more, more, more. That greed will never be fulfilled. So it's very important for us to realize that it is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will fill our hearts. It's only the rahmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within us. So this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, in a very, very powerful hadith, he mentions on the day of Uhud, when he went up to the pulpit and he mentioned to all the Sahaba ikram that I will pave the way for you as your predecessor and will be a witness on you by Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Inni faratun lakum wa ana shaheedun alaykum, that I will be there, I will make your Islam straightforward for you, easy for you, and I will be a witness for you as well. He said, by Allah, I see my Kawthar just now as I've been given the keys of all of the treasures of the earth. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the keys, the treasures of all of the earth. Imagine that, you know, somebody says to you, oh, you found, you know, a rock size of diamond, or you found something worth this size of gold, etc., or you found something and you think, wow, I'm the richest man on earth, I've found something valuable. But the treasures of all of the heavens and the earth were given to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the keys were given to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, but none of that distracted the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He did not live a life of complete luxury, of comfort and ease, but rather he made sure that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires sacrifice and requires focus and determination. So in spite of being given all of the treasures of the earth, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said, by Allah, I am not afraid that you will worship other with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will not do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not one of the major concerns for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُشْرِكُوا بَعْدِي. This is not one of the major fears of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. But rather he said, وَلَكِنْ أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تَنَافَسُوا فِيهَا. But rather, I am afraid, I am worried, I am concerned that you will fight with one another, you will vie with one another due to the worldly affairs and the worldly things. So it's very, very important that yes, competition is healthy, competition is beneficial, but when you have your entire focus and your determination just for the pursuance of the dunya, of the wealth, of fame, of honor, of power, of control, then you will lose yourself no matter who you are. And this is why the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he would receive something with the right hand and he would give it away immediately with the other hand. He would never keep things for himself, he would give out in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that money, that wealth, that fame, that power would not afflict him, it would not contaminate his heart or his mind. So we, as the youngsters of the future, as we are pursuing our new careers, it's very important that you make these mindful decisions and realize what kind of career, what kind of field are you going into, and whether this will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or distract you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whether you will be from the successes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, because قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Those who purify themselves, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those who are successful. Or will you be from فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, those people who keep away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to their wealth and due to their children, those are the people who will be from those who are indeed the losers. So it's very important for us to focus on this particular element, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to get closer to him, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to act upon the guidance from the Quran and Sunnah.
I did mention to Qari Sahib that they can start the zikrs on Thursday.
Okay, inshaAllah. InshaAllah al-Aziz, jo aane wali jumarat hai, us par dubara jo hamare zikr ka program hota tha aur darse Quran ka program hota tha, wo agli jumarat se inshaAllah al-Aziz dubara shuru hoga. So just to inform you all, as you know, before lockdown we should do weekly zikr on Thursdays after 7 p.m. after Maghrib. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, from this Thursday coming, we will return back to normal inshaAllah with the dhikr sessions as well as the Dars al-Quran session. So please do come, participate and join in that blessed remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah al-Aziz, kal se namaz-e-fajr ki jamaat 4 baje hogi, namaz-e-zohar ki jamaat inshaAllah al-Aziz 2 baje, نماز عصر کی جماعت 7 بجے، نماز مغرب کی جماعت 9:24 پر آگے چلتی جائے گی، اور نماز عشاء کی جماعت 11:05 پر ہم ادا کریں گے. صلاۃ الفجر will be at 4 AM tomorrow onwards inshallah. صلاۃ الظہر will be at 2. صلاۃ العصر will be at 7. صلاۃ المغرب will be at 9:24 going onwards throughout the week. And صلاۃ العشاء جماعت will be at 11:05 PM. Please do keep these congregational times in mind. پچھلے جمعۃ المبارک پر آپ نے 1,022.89 کی خدمت کی, اللہ رب العزت قبول و منظور فرمائے. You generously donated £1,022.89. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for your generous donations. جیسے کہ آپ لوگ جانتے ہیں, کچھ دن پہلے ہماری